Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. Hello. This is Deborah Leanne, and it is time for some Wednesday wisdom. And even my topic, I love it. I choose the month of July to be about freedom topics. And this month I've been doing freedom declarations. And you may have noticed on I've started a hashtag, Freedom Declarations. I'd love for you to join in the conversation. So this topic today, freedom to feel fear, right? Freedom to feel it and not let it run us. This is a big thing. I don't know about you, but every time I hear people say, oh, we're going to overcome fear, we're going to drive away our fear, we're going to release all of our fears, we're going to let go, and I have to say that fear is a human emotion, a sensation, a feeling that actually changes the chemicals in our body, just as joy does as well. And it's powerful. And we have given it a lot more power than it needs to have. So let me explain a little bit, and we're going to dive in and then talk about how dancing with our fear, choosing to feel it and taking action anyway, is my idea of freedom. So let's just take a moment to get present, to be present, and feel what's going on for us in this moment. And for me, I had a huge rise of fear. I felt it in my belly and the shortness of my breath just as I was dialing into this broadcast. So I want to feel my feet. In fact, I kicked off my heels. I've got my feet bare on the carpet so I can actually feel my toes. I can feel the soles of my feet as they smooth over and feel the softness of the rug that they're on. I can feel where my heels and the bones in my feet are actually connecting with the ground. And allowing us to drop our attention all the way down to our feet, to anywhere in our mind, in our body, really helps us to be present. And what I mean by that is if you think about pain, pain is an opportunity to be so in the present. A physical pain, you know, when you have a headache or something and that's all that you can think about because your body is talking to you and saying, feel the pain. And very often when we breathe into it and allow the pain to be, it lessens. So I want to see if you can feel the sensations in your feet and be present with them. Since I'm standing, mine have a different feeling than maybe if you're sitting. And if you can kick off your shoes and feel the ground beneath you, ideally, it's to connect with the earth, right? There's a reason why there's a whole kinesthetic process around earthing and putting your feet on the ground outside in nature is so important. So allowing our feet to just feel the connection, feel the gravity pulling downward, slowing down our breath to be in this moment, allowing our breath to fill our belly and release. And we can choose to release any tension, anything that was happening, anything that will be happening, anything that's trying to distract us, we can blow it out through our breath. And we can also allow it to be drained, the unconscious stuff. We just ask it to be drained, whatever we're not aware of that needs to be released. Let it go down through our feet, through the connection to the center of Mother Earth, and let it go. We carry so much that we don't need. That's a whole nother topic of why we feel like we need to hold on to so much stuff, energies, patterns, relationships, busyness, so much stuff that we can't even fit it all into our house. We have to get storage space, or we buy more storage shelving to house it. Release, release. And then just allowing our spine to be straight and feeling the connection from the top of our head, just being pulled directly up and opening that to be consciously aware of what is always there, but our divine connection, our connection to our highest self, our connection to the truth, the wisdom, the love that we are, our God source, whatever you want to call that, the universe. And then allowing that connection to just make sure our eyes, our ears, our hearts, our intuition are all open and ready to receive whatever wisdom wants to be shared at this time. Whatever wants to come in, we call it in. Okay? So from this place, this freedom declaration, I don't know if you've been listening the last few weeks or if you've taken me up on my challenge or my invitation, but I'm asking for you to come up with something every day, every week, or for the month of July, or every moment. What do you want to be free to do, to be, to become, to allow, to receive, or to release? What do you want to be free of? Is there something that you would like to let go? And for me, fear is something that I ran away from for a long time. I pretended to be fearless. And in that pretending, put up lots of walls and barriers and boundaries where I didn't really need them. And my learning and my awareness has now become, wow, why did I run away from fear? What is it? I don't even like to watch scary movies. I don't like to see things and be traumatized. I mean, it's enough just to live in this life at this time and be aware of what's going on in the world that can just, you know, shoot us with arrows of fear into our hearts. And when we're in a new relationship with a friend or with a potential partner or lover, there's so much fear of intimacy, of what we most want, of whether or not we're enough, of whether or not we're loved or worthy of love. And we let all of that stop us, and we play games around it, and that's where so much, I think, of the dating game stuff happens, because we're dancing around our fear of, I want you to see me, but I don't want you to see me. You know, I want you to get to know me, but I'm scared if you get to know me, you won't like me. And all of that stuff. And we do it in our business. You want something new and big and exciting, a new project, a new opportunity to do more of your work in the world, yet we sabotage it and push it away because it's easier sometimes just to stay with what we know in this comfort zone, even when it's uncomfortable, sometimes even painful, sometimes even suffocating. So how can we feel the fear of the unknown, of stepping into a new relationship, of taking a risk, of making that phone call, and acknowledge it and say, you know what, you're not going to run me? Because a lot of times if we look at it, the fear is from a very early part of our life that has been programmed into our system. And that fear of, if I make the phone call and they don't like me and they hang up on me, that would be the worst case scenario, right? I've not had anybody hang up on me in years. Back in the day when I used to do sales calls to as a recruiter, I did have hang-ups. And I was better able to handle it then than I probably would be now, because I would find it rude, but it happens. And people, you know what? Actually, we make excuses now. We say, "Oh, I was disconnected, you know, the cell dropped out and I missed my phone disconnected, or my phone ran out of battery juice." But I do know that making that phone call anyway, knowing that someone could do that, and also knowing that if they choose to, that's not really a reflection on us. It's their stuff. So I still get the butterflies when I call in to do this radio show. I still get the butterflies when I hit send on certain emails. I get the butterflies big time before I go on stage to speak, to do workshops, even stuff that I know like the back of my hand. It's the initial standing up there and looking at everybody's faces, looking at me, and worried about their expectations. And as soon as I go, it's not about that. I'm here to be me, to deliver what I uniquely have to offer the world. And I cannot be worried about their expectations. I can't be worried about that, because that's not what I'm here to do. And that whole fear thing can cause us to put on blinders, can keep us from seeing the good, can keep us from loving. If you look at our planet right now, look at our country, look at our communities, look at the black and the blue, the black and the white and the blue issues around who's right, who's wrong, who shot who and why. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of fear that causes people to respond the way they do to this news. And what I find fascinating is how much love is coming forward. How much compassion is now being expressed. And it is scary what we're seeing. And yet, can we still stand right in the face of danger and say enough is enough in a peaceful protest? That's walking with the fear, dancing with the fear, experiencing the fear, and taking action anyway. That is the only way to live at our edge of our comfort zone. Because none of us want to stay in these little tiny boxes that we've created for ourselves and our lives. We really don't. It's not living. It might be existing. It might be surviving. But it's not living. Living is living at the edge. It's why some people actually do those extreme sports, because they are just addicted to the thrill, the life and death of something. My latest therapy has been watching Grey's Anatomy, and I find lots and lots of analogies in those. Whoever wrote that program feels like they wrote it for me to experience some therapy for myself right now. And in there, after a particularly harrowing shooting at the hospital where several people were killed and several people faced death and survived, with the PTSD that they're experiencing, that loop of fear that repeats, I guess that's the best way to say it, like when you've got your music player on repeat so you can hear the same song or the same artist over and over and over again. And that's what they're doing. They're living. As soon as they hear a loud noise, it puts them right back into that space. As soon as as some particular trigger happens, it throws them into that space of that absolute trauma. And the fear kicks in and creates havoc. It could mean that they're violent. It could mean that they lash out. It could mean that they run away. It could mean that they give up what they most want to do. And for some of these talented surgeons, it is that. It's like, I can't operate because I'm terrified. And I'm watching this, and it's so scary. And the one surgeon, the neurosurgeon, he has taken a very, very, very bad habit where he just got several reckless driving things because he decided that driving really, really fast at 120 miles an hour was such a thrill that it helped him to forget that he was shot by the killer and almost died. Where can we figure out, if we could learn how to be with the fear, remember it, but not give it the power, we could figure out a way to help these veterans as they return from war, or car accident victims, or all the other places where the trauma and the tragedy of a shooting or whatever has created PTSD in our society, in all these community members. And that's what I'm asking for me, not necessarily to figure it out for everybody, but for me to learn that I can feel the fear that feels so debilitating, so scary, that I used to just freeze, or I'd go to bed with depression, or I'd put it off and do some computer game versus taking the action that I know is what is being called to do. And it's lately I'm like, okay, I got it. I'm doing this declaration of freedom that fear isn't running me anymore. It's not the power. It's not the 5-year-old girl whose daddy left. She didn't see him anymore. It's not the horrible fights that I used to have when I was married. It's not the person going to be hanging up on me on the other line. None of that is necessarily going to happen ever again. And that memory can stay there at that younger age, at that previous place in my life, and it is not going to run me in this moment because I am not the same person. So, what can you become free of regarding fear? How can you allow it to be there, to be that young little girl who is terrified of speaking in the front of the classroom? How can you take her and say, you know what, honey, I'm going to allow you, I know you don't want to get up on stage and speak, so here's the deal. How about if I give you some crayons and you go in the corner and play, do your coloring, read a book, and me, the woman who's 50 years older than you, is going to go and stand up and do this speech, okay? I'll be back as soon as I'm done. Have fun. You let that fearful little girl or boy go and be acknowledged. Do something that brings them joy, to allow them to realize that they don't have to manage this particular instance. They don't have to make that sales call or do the speech. That me, the woman who's much older, is going to do that. I can handle it. And just like we allowed our mommies and daddies to take care of us and to handle things for us that we didn't have to worry about when we were little, that's what we're going to do. We're going to be the adult, not the child that has that fear. I hope that's making sense for you, because this is one of the biggest things that keeps women from shining our light. It's fear of failure, fear of not looking good, fear of not being worthy, fear of I don't have all the answers, right? And those fears will keep us small and miserable and so just at that edge of knowing we could do something, and it'll keep us inactive, and it will cause depression and health issues and relationship issues and probably not being resourced in the way that we could be if we were truly in our power. Power, feeling our own power, owning our own power, and then taking action in our power, even if it's just one little step outside of our little comfort zone, all takes strength and grace and wisdom and a trust, a knowing that if we do this one step, we are not going to die. Making that phone call. Asking that guy out. Right? I'll never forget when I did that. It's funny when I say these things, sometimes it brings up the memories of being out with some friends one night and seeing this guy that I just thought was so attractive. And that's rare for me. I'm kind of picky on who I like. My daughters are always telling me I'm too picky when it comes to finding a new guy. And I was intrigued. And I didn't think he was with anyone, and I finally found out that he was not with anyone at the table. There were 10 other couples, but he was the odd man out. And before I left that night, I got a card out, and I walked up to him, and I said, I just wanted to say, if you're single and interested, that I would like to get to know you. And I put my card down, and I turned around, and I ran out of the and I was I don't even know how much came out, how clear to him. But he did call, so that's a cool thing. But that was a big, fearful thing for me to do. I've never done that before. Ask a guy out, really? So there's a lot here. I'm at the threshold of jumping into a new arena where working with my leadership experience and training and human resources background and taking that into corporations and organizations that are going through transition to support them in the culture change, in the leadership changes, and in the leadership development of the next group of people who are ready to step into higher positions. And as the more I'm starting to do this, it's funny how the universe is allowing me to find things to allow opportunities to come my way. And just by sharing who I did this morning at a networking event, one of the women came over to me afterwards and said, I love how you enjoy working with women in a male-dominated industry. And I said, I do. That's my sweet spot. And she said, I work at a CPA firm. And they want to talk to the women about what we want for leadership and to become leaders, because everybody tends to drop out and not want to be partners when they start having their families because it's too much. And she said, would you be able to help us with facilitating some of those sessions? And I said, absolutely. I would love that. Perfect scenario and an ideal space for me to support this organization through some change. So that extra energy that is running us, those extra apps on our phone that are dragging down our battery, what if we could just say, I see you, I feel you, and I'm going to take this action anyway and see what happens. So I declare I am free of fear running my life. I'm choosing something different. What are you going to choose? What are you going to declare to be free from or free to be? I'd love to know. And if you want any support, you know how to reach me. Take excellent care until our next time together. And be free to shine your light, even if it is scary to be that brilliant and powerful. Bye-bye.